like to bring the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Accountability to order for Wednesday, February 17th. Committee, we have two bills up for work session today, Senate Bill 1002 and Senate Bill 1013A. And not seeing any red flags on these, and so with that, I think I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1002. Patrick, could you give us a brief summary of the bill, please?
Sure, Mr. Chair. This is the bill, Senate Bill 1002, which increases annuity coverage by the Oregon Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association from $100,000 to $250,000. There's an emergency clause, so this will become effective upon signature by the governor. Having been through the Senate, this has already been assigned a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact statement. We have no amendments for this bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and I see that Representative Riley.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1002 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Riley moves Senate Bill 1002 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I see Mr. Savage is in the audience, and Mr. Savage, would you care to clarify anything in this bill for the committee?
No, unless someone has any questions.
Further discussion or questions on the bill?
Just a quick question.
I'm not sure. Representative Gilliam, is that you?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we don't have to have Lou come up, but is it your recollection that he basically said this is only be used to replenish the fund if necessary?
I'll have Mr. Savage come up and speak for himself instead of trying to interpret what he might have said many days ago. Thank you. And if you would identify yourself for the record, please.
Chair Holvey, Representative Gilliam, members of the committee, I'm Lou Savage, Senior Policy Advisor with the Department of Consumer and Business Services. Representative Gilliam, that's correct. The assessment would take place if the fund gets tapped, basically. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to be sure that we had that on record, and honestly, I just wanted to make sure there was a close-up of my soul patch.
Okay. Any other discussion? Not seeing any other discussion. Cindy, would you like to give us a roll call vote, please, starting from this side of the dais?
The right side.
Representative Wisnett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Representative
Matthews. Excused.
Representative
Tomei.
Excused. Vice
Chair Riley. Aye. Chair Holvey. Aye. Senate Bill 1002, having received the necessary votes, is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 1002. Open a work session on Senate Bill 1013A.
You carrying it?
No, I'll assign the carriers after I get done with this bill. Thanks for reminding me, Sam Krieger. Senate Bill 1013A, Patrick, will you give us a brief summary of the bill?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1013A stipulates that the requirement to provide notice tenants of foreclosed properties apply only to residential tenants with certain notices that are listed in the measure. It prescribes the form of use for those required notices, specifies that if a tenant elects in a separate provision, it also specifies that if a tenant elects to apply prepaid rent or security deposit to their rent obligation, the purchaser of the property in the trustee sale is not obligated to return the security deposit or prepaid rent to the tenant. Measure has an emergency clause and would take effect upon signature by the governor. There's no amendments, no fiscal, no revenue.
Thank you. Representative?
Vice Chair Gillen, do you want to do this one?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Are you entertaining a motion, Mr. Chair?
Representative Gilliam, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 1013A to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Gilliam moves Senate Bill 1013A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? I do notice that we have Mr. Van Landingham and Ms. Hebel in the audience. I don't know if they care to make any comments, clarifications that they feel necessary for us. Not seeing any questions or any comments. Cindy, would you like to give us a roll call vote, please?
Representative Matthews?
Excused.
Representative Wisnett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Excused.
Representative Tomei?
Excused.
Representative Smith?
Here. I mean, aye. I actually didn't mean to say here. I was very proud that I'm here.
Sorry.
Aye.
Aye. Vice Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Holmey?
Aye. Senate Bill 1013A, having received the required votes, is passed the floor with a due pass recommendation. And with that, volunteers for carrying. Let me close the work session on Senate Bill 1013A. Do I have a volunteer for carrying Senate Bill 1002 on the Health Life, Oregon Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association? Vice Chair Gilliam, thank you very much. Do I have a volunteer to... Do I have a volunteer to carry Senate Bill 1013A on the floor? Thank you very much, Representative Smith.
God, I knew it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Dodgeball gamer.
Like the opposite.
I appreciate your cooperation on these two bills today.
Honor. Not as much as we appreciate you, Mr. Chair.
Patrick, would you care to comment on what might be coming up tomorrow?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We'll have our final two measures up before our committee tomorrow. Senate Bill 993 and Senate Bill 1025. Those materials will probably go up.
What's the numbers again, please?
993 and 1025. Senate Bill 993 is dealing with the location of statutes related to payday lenders and title lenders in statute, and Senate Bill 1025 is dealing with building codes related to radon.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can we...
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you. Are you planning to work in or here in work this
They're both up for possible work session or works or public hearing and possible work session.
Do we close this week then?
We will have, we're probably going to be finished with bills this session for this February session unless the Speaker decides to reopen the committee for public hearings. Our deadline is tomorrow. We will have some informational meetings next week on Monday and Wednesday, I believe. And these will probably be related to issues that we're going to be talking about over the interim. So I would maybe reopen the last work session, give Representative Krieger an opportunity to vote if you'd like. I'm going to reopen. Can I do that? Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Yes.
I'm going to reopen the work session on Senate Bill 1013A. And Representative Krieger, how would you vote on Senate Bill 1013A?
Aye.
All right. Records show that Representative Krieger votes aye for Senate Bill 1013A.
And
close the work session on Senate Bill 1013A.
Mr. Chair.
That's great.
Representative Wisnett, were you done with your line of questioning?
Thank you.
Representative Gilliam.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I am not sure of this, but I think Representative Krieger was very eager to carry 1002, and since he was out of the room, I certainly wanted to make that opportunity available to him.
I thank you. It doesn't please the chair.
Hey, we got a good chair.
Well, very little does. So
No, I have you carry it. Please the chair.
Just yeah, you're right.
Nothing else for committee business. Thanks very much for your attendance. With that, I'll adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Accountability.